And ladies and gentlemen, in recent weeks, the Cash for Clunkers program has prompted many Americans to trade in their gas guzzlers for more fuel-efficient models. I often receive correspondence promoting the importance of purchasing American-made cars, and since this is an area where there has been a turnaround in U.S. manufacturing, I want to share some interesting facts with you. In more recent years, cars formerly produced in foreign countries and shipped to America are being built or assembled here in the USA. Foreign companies did this to save on shipping costs and keep their cars competitive in the American market. So we are now watching foreign companies buy land, build factories, install production machinery, hire workers, and produce quality cars which are sold and serviced by American workers. At the same time, we have watched American companies close car plants, outsource all or a portion of their production to foreign countries, ship cars to the USA, and sell them under a well-known American brand name, but with less benefit to American workers and America's economy. Now, in order to help customers know the facts about what they are buying, in 1994, the American Automobile Labeling Act was passed, which mandates that every new car sold in the USA display a label on the window clearly listing the breakdown of where the car was built and what percentage of the car was made in the USA. Now, in order for you to support the Buy American Made campaign, I encourage you to take a little extra time to look at all the labels. Make your choice, knowing up front what percentage of the vehicle you're planning to purchase is made or assembled by American workers. Our intent is not to stop trading with the world, but rather to maintain a fair balance for American workers and America's economy. Now, the point of this week's commentary is that more and more new manufacturing facilities are funded by foreign investors and are becoming a reality in America. Now it's time for American companies to do the same and open modern manufacturing facilities so that American workers can produce more of the items we purchase right here in the USA. This is Michael Blihash, and as always, I appreciate hearing from you. I welcome your comments and suggestions and ask that you spread the word to others. You can email me from my internet site at michaelsupportsamerica.com. That's michaelsupportsamerica.com, or log on to AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com.